Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine, October 2025. Let's get started with the first article. Your words. If you had an extra hour every day, how would you spend it? Taking the time for a really relaxing meditation, I try for small moments throughout the day when I need to calm down or recharge. A whole hour would be amazing. Noel Albanese Levin, New Rochelle, New York. Having an even longer chat with my grandmother, who just turned 99 and still has unlimited stories to tell. Instagram Tabitha Dumas 11. Bending and stretching. Good for the mind, body, and spirit. Instagram FLOEKLI_and_Sydney. Lying on the grass and watching the sky. Instagram Victrola.EMRU. With my family, we all seem so busy all the time. An extra hour with them would be wonderful. Instagram EGF091162. Embroidery. I usually allocate about 45 minutes a day, but the time goes so fast, and I'm sorry to put my project down. Some of my designs are simple, and others are more elaborate and complex. Looking at you, canvas sneakers. Kim Kebschall, Auten, Raleigh, North Carolina. Inspiring others with handwritten letters. These days, a note of encouragement received through the mail can be a nice surprise and foster the belief that good things do still happen in this chaotic world. Judith Ladguin Jones, Lynbrook, New York. Taking a class, like a language, art, or music course, and learning something new. I'm very social, so the class would have to be in person. Even if the subject is a bust, I might make a new friend. Denise Flynn, Houston. Connecting with someone, either in person or on the phone, who I don't talk to every day so they know I'm thinking of them. It could be a neighbor, a friend, a distant cousin, or a former coworker. Jessica Mellum, Highland, Illinois. Being more consistent with my workout schedule. Christine Sable, Gilbert, Arizona. Gardening in my yard. It's a wonderful way to step away from our worries. Karen Castagneta, Petaluma, California. Reflecting upon the good things that have taken place in the previous 24 hours. Life is so busy that we rarely have time to think about all that is good. Sheila Kaplan, Silver Spring, Maryland. Grooming and pampering myself. Both are always last on my list. Denise R. Prather, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hunting for vintage finds. I'm a mom of three and started an online vintage store 3 years ago. Between driving everyone around, feeding everyone, and everything else, I would love to have the time to find treasures for my shop. Stephanie Tavani, Brookhaven, Georgia. Reading. I buy books whenever my husband and I travel, mostly about the area we're visiting and its history. I have over 1,000 unread books. I'd like to think I could make a serious dent in the to-be-read pile. Sally L. McCombs, Olean, New York. Sitting on my front porch and chatting with my neighbors as they walk by with their kids and dogs. Everyone is always so busy, so it'd be nice to slow down and have friendly conversations. Renee Sevastian, Durango, Colorado. I'd finish writing my fantasy novel. I hope to have it published and develop it into a series. Instagram CLSS. C. Caroline. Sitting outside and listening to the birds sing while I cross-stitch. Mary K. Colopy, Marietta, California. I'd use it as unscheduled time. I would treat it as a gift and not plan anything. Ah. Karen Smith, Evanston, Illinois. Next question. What's your favorite end-of-year tradition? Send an email and a photo if you want. To yourwords@realsimple.com and let us know your answer. Your response could appear on these pages. Reader of the Month, Marilise Garcia Daniels, 41, Event Planner, Cheverly, Maryland. Instagram, levents.dc. What's your favorite tradition? About 15 years ago, my immediate family started scheduling biannual family photo sessions. We didn't grow up taking family photos, but it is neat now to look back at the portraits and see everyone's evolution. Your favorite family recipe. I have so many cherished Dominican recipes, especially from my maternal grandmother, who was an amazing cook. Sancocho, a stew with meat and root veggies, is my favorite, and I can have it any time of the year. Most recent bargain? I found a vintage candy dispenser on a neighborhood walk a few days before our kids' candy-themed birthday party. It was the perfect complement to the day, and it cost us absolutely nothing. What's something you've recently stopped doing? Snoozing through my alarms. As a result, I've been able to start my days with a morning walk. Morning movement feels so much better, and that dose of AM sun is absolutely golden. I love starting my day outside, just me, my sneaks, and my thoughts. That concludes, if you had an extra hour every day, how would you spend it? The next article is real simple right now. News you can use, timely tips, and a bit of fun. Learn a new trick, how to boil water for pasta. There really is an art to it. In the new cookbook, Six Seasons of Pasta, Joshua McFadden shares his no-fail method. Fill a 6-quart pot with a gallon of water and a quarter cup of kosher salt, ideally diamond crystal. Bring to a boil. It doesn't matter if you salt the water at the beginning or right before adding the pasta, he explains. Just be consistent. You know, so you don't forget entirely or accidentally salt twice. Add the noodles, slap on the lid, and then, once the rolling boil resumes, remove the lid so you can monitor the progress of your pasta more easily. His method is for 8 ounces of dried pasta, but our food director confirms it works great for a whole package too. Boiled water, made, $40, hatchetbookgroup.com. Reader discount, save on article furniture. There are some stylish pieces you might like in the real simple home. So we got you $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Go to article.com/real simple for more info. Take care. Goodbye, halos. With daylight saving time nearly over, we have lots of in-the-dark driving ahead of us, which can be tough if you see halos around headlights. Is that you? You may have astigmatism, says Sophia Visangi, an optometrist in New York City. The good news? Your eye doctor can correct it with glasses or contacts. So visit them ASAP. Do good. Positively helpful. October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. Let's celebrate by helping. If you can't bring in a new furry friend into your home, sharing available pups on your social media is the next best thing, says Katie Hansen, a spokesperson for Animal Care Centers of New York City. You might be in the bridge that connects someone in your circle with a pet who needs a home, she says. I don't know of any shelter that has an advertising budget, so anything you can do to help get the word out is a lifesaver. Attention, travelers. It's time for a vacay. Airline travel is down compared with last year, according to data from aviation analytics firm Cirium. Mike Arnott, a spokesperson for the company, says that could be good news for you. When an airline sees that bookings are down, they will typically lower the fares a bit in order to get people in those seats, he says. For logistical reasons, it's unlikely that an airline would cut back on the number of flights. I anticipate that there'll be some great flight deals this fall for customers because the supply is there and the demand seems to be falling off a little bit. Who wants to meet us in Paris? Direct quote, how Heidi Klum washes off all that Halloween makeup. I go right into the shower. The heat of the water is the most important thing because sometimes I see people and they're wiping and they're wiping and it's too harsh. Really get under the hot water and be gentle. I have one of those silicone scrubbers, which I use with cleanser. It has little scrubbing nubs on it and, on the other side, suction cups that stick to the wall, so it's always there. Heidi Klum, Halloween fanatic, pro face washer, model, and TV personality. Trends to try. Your new fall uniform. Dressing for this time of year tends to feel impossible. To help, we asked our friend and professional stylist, Stephanie Tricola, to put together a casual outfit that can work for nearly any outing. Yep, low-rise jeans and pointy shoes are back, she says. Copy this whole outfit or wear a few pieces at a time, and you'll be totally on trend and incredibly comfortable. Blake Shoes, $179. AndreaSous.com, and that's AndreaSous.com. Suede Boxy Crop Jacket, $525. Madewell.com. Low Loose Jeans, $108. Levi.com. Jersey Crew Neck Long Sleeve Striped T-Shirt, $17. Muji.us, and that's Muji.us. Live Shoulder Bag, $258. KateSpade.com. This just in, say cheese. A crumbly blue cheese or a gooey brie might be the secret to a good Gouda morning. A recent study analyzing data from more than 400,000 people linked cheese consumption with a 28% lower risk of sleep apnea. More research is needed, but the authors theorize that nutrients in cheese may have a positive effect on markers in the body connected to apnea, like testosterone and diastolic blood pressure. Experts say maintaining a healthy weight is essential for reducing sleep apnea risk. So moderation, yes, but also cheese. That concludes the article, Real Simple Right Now. News you can use, timely tips, and a bit of fun. Next, we'll read Stuff We Love for self-care, home care, and all your other cares. Add to cart. Eerily cute. No tricks here, just some beautiful products to help your home into the Halloween spirit. By Hannah Baker. Mystique Icon Taper Candles, $36 for two. And Adele Snake Taper Candle Holders from $38 each. Anthropology.com. Bethany Lowe Ghost Bucket, $87. BonjourFeet.com. One Halloween Black Oak Tree, $179. PotteryBarn.com. Two Spiderweb Brass Coasters, $32 for four. ShopTerrain.com. Three Skull Ice Mold, $15 for two. WilliamsSonoma.com. Four Scorpio Brass Cocktail Picks, $17 for four. CB2.com. 5. Spiderwebs Handmade Linen Cocktail Napkins, $60 for 4, Etsy.com/shop/25th and Mag. 6. Spiderweb Tray, $195. JohnDarian.com. 7. Ceramic Snake, from $22. CarterandRose.com. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's return to Stuff We Love. Mistakes you didn't know you were making. Front porch pitfalls. Welcome, designer Emily Anderson of O'Hara Interiors, headquartered in Minneapolis, helps boost your curb appeal. By Tess Abraham Mocked. You're using too much white. The all-white trend has started to go out of style, both inside and outside of homes, Anderson says. Good, because the upkeep is hard. For flooring, she likes neutral colors, like medium brown. Note, go too light or dark and footprints will be obvious. For furniture, teak and metal are durable no-brainers. You've got lackluster lighting. A shadowy entryway takes your porch from charming to chilling. To fix that, flank the front door with sconces, hang a fixture over the entry, or place standing lanterns on either side of the welcome mat, Anderson says. Exterior lighting is like jewelry for your home, she adds. It elevates the whole look. You're overdoing it on the kitsch. Holiday decor is great in the moment, but the rest of the time, lean into the season. In autumn, Anderson recommends spiffing up your porch with plants or textiles in rich, earthy tones, like burnt orange, mustard, and maroon. Halloween is just one night of the year, she says. Fall lasts a few months. Color combo of the month: petal pink and marigold. Bolder than blush and more sophisticated than bubblegum, petal pink plays surprisingly well with marigold. In this bedroom from DeBito at DeBito, a designer based in Los Angeles and New Orleans, the colors anchor a power clash of florals and graphic patterns, while luxe velvet and silk add elegance. To follow his lead, bring in accessories in softer variations of the two shades, like muddied mauve and muted mustard, and finish things off with some wooden accents. HB. Shop the shades. Polespaten Twister Side Table, $480. Abcombe.com. Sky Armchair, $499. UrbanOutfitters.com. Straight Empire Shade, $145. US.pookie.com. Balance Vase, $109. Physique.co. Petal Pink Napkins, $35 for two. MollyMahon.com. Darcy Daybed, $1,748. Anthropology.com. Natalia Milk Jug, $38. And Radicchio Serving Bowl, $132. Porta-NYC.com. Clever Items, Little Helpers to Make Your Life a Lot Easier, by Hannah Baker. 1. Car Caddy. Set this up on the passenger seat for a solo trip or between the kids in the back, and it'll keep snacks and drinks level. The strap stretches enough to hold a box of pizza. Drive-in Dine Car Caddy. $40. UncommonGoods.com. 2. Magnetic Table. No tools needed. This coffee table snaps into place thanks to powerful magnets inside the legs. Pick from three colors: red clay, sand, and forest green. Coffee table, $1,100. RucaStudio.com. 3. Vacuum Packed. Bring more stuff on your next trip with this backpack, which has a built-in vacuum system to compress clothes instantly. It's got loads of sections, and the main one is expandable. BackVac Pro, $199. MyBackVac.com. 4. Pure Brilliance. The filter in this 2.5-gallon stainless steel water filtration system targets lead, forever chemicals, microplastics, and 50-plus other contaminants. Glug Glug. Countertop System, $399. Rora.com. 5. Fur Fighter. Do you have pet hair everywhere? The aluminum scraper uses friction to grab fur from carpets, sofas, and more. You can even brush Sir Fluff with it. Uproot Clean Cleaner Pro, $20, Amazon.com. 6. Soap Star. Developed by pro chefs, this scrub smells like cardamom and iris, and it has yeast enzymes to neutralize food odors on your hands, garlic, onion, fish, without drying out your skin. After Cooking Hand Scrub, $25, TryNaomi.com. Editor raves, three things we can't stop talking about. Third Love T-shirt bra. As a wide-rib caged, small-boobed girly, I've learned it's pretty hard to find my size, let alone variety. But Third Love has lots of styles in all the measurements. While I like all their bras, the T-shirt one has become my go-to. It's so comfortable, I don't feel the need to take it off as soon as I get home. Melissa Matthews, Senior Features Editor, $72 each, thirdlove.com. Hex Clad Hybrid Fry Pan. I have 3 sizes, and they're the most used items in my kitchen. The little one, 7 inches, is great for eggs, and the bigger ones are fantastic for stir fries and sautéing. I've had them for years, and they still look brand new. Samantha Leffler, Senior Food Editor, from $109, hexclad.com. Crave Beauty Great Barrier Relief. I started using this serum my senior year of college and haven't strayed since. It takes care of pimples, redness, itchiness, and more. It's also from an AAPI-owned company that prioritizes sustainability. Clear skin forever. Rhea Bagwat, Lifestyle Editor, $28, cravebeauty.com. And that's K-R-A-V-E-beauty.com. Genius Beauty. Our beauty director tries all the products. These are her current faves by Heather Muir Maffey. 1. Missed opportunity. I'm taking advantage of this hair and body spritz with natural oils that don't bother my sun-sensitive nose. And yay, the Milky Emulsion Hydrates Skin. Josie Moran Fragrance Mist, $26 each, Sephora.com. 2. Eye Opener. I swipe and blend for a sophisticated wash of color that won't crease, even on my oily lids. Makeup by Mario Master Matte's Long Wearing Cream Eyeshadow, $25 each, Sephora.com. 3. Bright Idea. It's SPF you'll want to wear. It comes out like whipped cream. It prevents new sunspots and helps brighten old ones. Dr. Idris Major Fade Disco Block, SPF 50, $38, Sephora.com. 4. Spring Awakening. Instead of straightening my curls, I've learned to love them thanks to this cream. I comb it through damp hair for soft, shiny spirals. Dove Amino Curl Define Curl Cream, $10, Walmart.com. 5. Control Stick. Meet my bun's new BFF. I run the wax-like balm along my hairline to instantly tame baby hairs. Somehow, it never causes crunch or flakes. Grande Cosmetics Grande Hair Slick Back Stick with Castor Oil, $20, Ulta.com. About Heather. With more than 18 years in the beauty biz, the busy mom of 2, hi, Bean and Georgie, has tried almost every serum, balm, and potion out there. She's always down to chat about facial hair. That concludes the articles and stuff we love. Now we'll move on to how to do things, ideas, DIYs, and really good tips. Sweet Thing, Pistachio Honey Toffee. This is better than anything you'd get while trick-or-treating, trust us. By Anna Theocatisto. Pistachio Honey Toffee. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 2 hours, 25 minutes. Makes 48 2-inch pieces. 1.5 cups chopped salted roasted pistachios from a 12-ounce package, divided. 2 cups granulated sugar. 2 cups unsalted butter, cut into 1 tablespoon slices. 2 tablespoons honey. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 1.5 teaspoons ground cinnamon. 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. Line a large-rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. Sprinkle 1 cup pistachios evenly over parchment. Place sugar, butter, 1/4 cup water, honey, and salt in a large saucepan or Dutch oven. Bring to a boil over medium, stirring often, until butter is melted, 4 to 5 minutes. Continue to cook over medium, stirring constantly until mixture is deep golden brown and a candy thermometer reads 305 degrees Fahrenheit to 310 degrees Fahrenheit, 12 to 18 minutes. Remove saucepan from heat and carefully stir in cinnamon and vanilla. Pour hot toffee evenly over pistachios on baking sheet. Let cool slightly, about 2 minutes. Sprinkle with remaining 1/2 cup pistachios. Let cool completely, about 2 hours. Break toffee into pieces. Store between pieces of parchment in an airtight container for up to 2 weeks. The case for a candy thermometer. If you don't have one already, we recommend you get on that. It's useful when making toffee and caramel, when deep frying, when whipping up meringue frosting, basically any time you're bringing something to temperature on the stove. We like OXO's Candy and Deep Fry Thermometer, $21, OXO.com. But there is a workaround for this recipe. Put a bowl of cold water next to the stove. When the toffee is deep golden brown, carefully use a spoon to drop a bit into the water. If it hardens, immediately it's ready. But not super precise, but it works in a pinch. That concludes Pistachio Honey Toffee. What to cook? Recipes for real life. The staple, maple syrup. It's not just for the breakfast table, by Jenna Helwick. This sweet elixir is made from sap drawn from the mighty sugar maple tree, boiled and filtered. The color noted on the label, golden, amber, dark, or very dark, indicates when the sap was harvested, explains Anna Marie Huertas Beatrago, a syrup buyer, a real job for Whole Foods Market. The deeper the shade, the later the harvest, and stronger the flavor. How to use it. In addition to the obvious pancake sitch, swap it for honey and salad dressings. Mix it with vinegar and sweet and sour glazes. And use it to boost iced coffee and cocktails. That concludes maple syrup. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.